what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coming up Friday, it's going to be a very important, busy weekend for the USU Eastern women's volleyball team. They just recently clinched their first conference title outright in program history. They'll enter the conference tournament as the number one seed. Important because that means they get to avoid Snow and Salt Lake, who are also ranked right behind them in the national rankings. We'll talk about that and more right now with Coach Danielle Jensen, who is joining us over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, first off, Coach, congratulations on winning the conference title outright. I know that's a very big accomplishment, and at times this year it looked a little bleak. It looked like that wasn't necessarily out of reach, but boy, it was going to take some doing, and the girls found a way to accomplish it.
Yes, I agree. We had a few moments where we weren't sure what was going to happen when we look at the conference standings, and then when we were also looking at national standings. We had a couple of times where I was a little nervous, but we got to work and we figured out what we needed to do and were able to take care of it. I feel like we came out really well on the national side of things and on the conference side, so it worked out really well.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the potential national tournament bid here in just a minute, Coach. But first, we have to talk about conference, because in the national rankings, USU Eastern is now 8, Salt Lake Community College 9, Snow College 10. So to put this in perspective, Snow College is a top 10 team in the country, and they are number 3 in their conference. That is insane.
It's crazy, huh? It's so crazy when you look at numbers and when you look at rankings, and to have 3 of the top 10 teams in one conference, and yet, exactly, and you finish 3rd in a conference, like, that doesn't happen anywhere else other than here.
And it's really unfortunate, Coach, because that means that a top 10 team in the country more than likely will get left out of the national tournament. That's sad.
It is, and that's something that we've been trying to express and show, and why we've been pushing so hard every year, is because we're trying to prove to them, like, hey, you're not putting forth your best teams in this tournament because you have 3 of the top teams in one conference, and unless you throw 2 at-large bids at them, you're not going to have your top teams at that national tournament. And that's where it's been really interesting for the past few years, because every district gets a bid or 2 bids, and they're not always in the top, you know, and so that there's been a lot of debate about either expanding that tournament to make it bigger to get all of those top teams in there. Because I think if you want to represent and you want to play the best of the best, you got to have the best of the best there. And I think there's a few teams in a couple different conferences, mainly ours, that do get left out of that. And who knows, this year, I know I've talked to a couple chairs that are on the national volleyball, that sits in on that voting. And when I asked them at the first of the year if they would look at getting one conference, 2 at-large bids, they said there's no way. They've never done that before. And when we went with this ranking on Monday and we pulled ahead of all of them, it was kind of interesting. Their tune kind of changed a little bit. And they said, well, we may actually look at that. And so it's just kind of interesting to see how things are changing and evolving with year in and year out. We now have 3. I think in the past, you know, CSI was strong when we weren't at a strong point, you know, and so there's always been 3. And I think they definitely need to look at that a little bit.
There's no question. No question about it. I think you put it the right way. You want the best representing at the national tournament. Now, Coach, with you guys jumping in the rankings to number 8, passing Salt Lake and Snow, and also being the number 1 seed in the conference tournament, is it a fair assessment to say, okay, if you get to the conference championship game, you should be good for an at-large bid? Is that the way you guys approach it?
Yes and no. When that happened, it definitely, our odds are greater. Like, it's going to be hard now to not give us that bid if something happens this weekend, because of the fact that, hey, you're not giving a first place team the bid and they're ranked above 2 other schools. So I want to say, yes, it makes me feel better, but I never feel good until it's final. And I would like to just take it in our own hands and just win it so that we just control it. But you're right, always anything can happen. And so I feel really good, but I still am on edge because you have two teams right behind us that are so good, and you never know what that committee is going to do. So I never feel good till it's done, but we should be, it should, you know, be there. We should be able to get there, so...
It seems like, the most a team could ask for at this stage is to control your own destiny. And you guys certainly have that option right now. You have that luxury.
Correct, yes. Yep, and that's the goal, is we don't let somebody else decide it for us. We take care of it ourselves. That's been the focus.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Danielle Jensen of the USU Eastern Women's Volleyball Team. Again, they're conference outright champions. Coach, a lot of accomplishments over the last 3 years. It just seems like you guys continue to build this resume time and time and time again. And I know it's not viewed this way in college athletics at any form anymore, in any sport at any level. The conference outright championship, for some reason, always takes a backseat to the conference tournament, which I think is preposterous. It's the biggest body of work. To accomplish that, it's not three games or two games that you have to win. You guys did this over the course of an entire season. It's fantastic.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of work has gone into it. A lot of time, a lot of work. So,
Coach, you and I talked last time about the freshmen that you have on this team and the experience that you brought back and just getting the girls to mesh. At what point in time during the regular season can you say that all came about? You know, you saw the team that you were and you saw the team that you could be, and then at some point they kind of meshed and became one. When was that?
I would have to say that we had a pretty good eye-opening experience when we lost to Slick at home. I think at that moment we were able to reevaluate and kind of pinpoint some things that weren't working. And at that point it was either you guys figure this out and we make a change, or else it's going to be too late. We were running out of time at that point, and I explained that to them. Like, you are in conference, we are about halfway through, like, it's go time. And once we did that and we were able to pinpoint a couple things that weren't working for us, we honestly haven't looked back. And I have seen those girls change, not only the mental part of the game, the way that they're working in practice, but the number one thing that has changed for us is the chemistry on the court. And that has made all of the difference. And sometimes those losses, they hurt, but, you know, we always tell the girls, like, you can either lose or you can lose and learn from it. And I think they were able to learn from that because they didn't want to just be a mediocre team. We didn't want to be content with taking third or fourth, because the goal was to take first. And so I think when they were able to sit back and really reevaluate some things and really, I don't know, like, really, like, look at themselves and reflect on what they were or weren't doing, it changed the dynamic of our team. And since then, they've been really hard to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just so for those who are unaware, after the loss to Salt Lake, you guys win six consecutive conference games, and you only lose one set during that entire stretch, or three sets, one set per game in that entire stretch. 3-1 was the closest anyone came.
Correct, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's domination all the way through and through. Coach, before I let you go, I got to talk about the venue for the upcoming conference tournament. It's in Rangeley, which is a little bit different, right, as far as conference tournaments are concerned. Just give me your thoughts on the venue, the landscape of it being in Rangeley, and if that brings any sort of difficulties.
Okay. I know that's been a topic of of a lot of conversations. A couple of years back, we decided that you know, every year they were just giving the first-ranked team the host. They were going to be the host school for the tournament. And one of the things that we talked about was that was kind of at a time when CSI was winning every single year and they were just dominating. So every year you knew you were going to CSI or, you know. And we felt that it would be really beneficial to be able to allow every team in the conference to be able to be a part of that tournament. and to be able to represent and to have their community be a part of that tournament, because it was just going to one place every single year, which I definitely don't want to take away from them because they took first, and that was a perk, right, for, like, doing that. But we all agreed that we wanted to start rotating that tournament. And so every year now we rotate where the tournament will be held and what venue, and I think we're next year the next. 1 year or 2 years away from hosting here. And so, yeah, Colorado, it's definitely not ideal in a lot of different ways, but it also has been fun to watch the community and this school get excited that they get to host this tournament. And so, yes, we have to deal with a few things that probably aren't as good as what they would be, you know, as far as facilities and stuff go, but they're part of our conference, and they deserve to have host a tournament just as well as anybody else. That's kind of been the take on all the coaches' views with this. So
yeah, it's fair. I think it's fair. Nope. Coach Daniel Jensen again joining us. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I really appreciate you making time and talking about the season and preparing us for the conference tournament. Best of luck. Go win the conference championship and back to the Nationals. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
Hey, awesome. Thank you, Jordan.
Definitely rooting for the Lady Eagles. Go make some more history. That's the idea behind it. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to talk NFL football, the trade deadline. It's come and gone. Who passed that shouldn't have passed? We'll talk about that. We'll also bring in Nick Ferguson, former defensive end for the Denver Broncos, and we'll talk about what's next for Denver after trading Von Miller. That's all coming up here on Drive Time Sports.